Mismatch by Tammy Hoag, narrated by Jen Taylor.
Chapter 1.
If anyone here today has a reason why these two people should not be joined in holy matrimony, may they speak now or forever hold their peace.
Reverend Fitzhugh gave the wedding guests a cursory glance, just out of habit. The bride remembered he'd told them at the rehearsal that in his 27 years of performing marriage ceremonies, no one had ever spoken up, though he'd been certain a great many had held their peace, if not forever, at least until the reception.
"Reverend?" the bride asked softly, while all eyes in the church were trained on her and her future husband.
She ran a slender hand over the skirt of her white satin gown and tucked a stray strand of her flame-colored hair beneath the cap of her veil.
"May I take a moment here, please? I have something I'd like to say."
The groom turned and looked down his aquiline nose, his dark brows drawing together in annoyance.
"Bronwyn, what are you doing?" he whispered.
She beamed a smile up at him.
"I just have a few thank yous I'd like to say now, Ross."
He sighed impatiently. Reverend Fitzhugh gave his permission with a motion of his hand. Bronwyn turned and looked out at the assembled guests. An eerie calm had settled inside her, as if her mind had flipped off all the switches that worried and wondered and made decisions. Her gaze settled on no one person, but scanned the faces and hairstyles and ridiculous hats of the men and women of Boston's upper crust. A brief stab of pain penetrated her heart when she saw the empty pew where her parents would have sat, had they lived to see this day. It was just as well they weren't there, she thought, as her gaze homed in on her cousin Belinda.